Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. They call it the urge to merge. Marriage is where God blesses couples with children. The Bible calls children a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb a reward. Today, the most important thing Christian parents can do for their precious kids. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer continues a 10-part series on fighting for your family. Listen now as Dr. Lutzer speaks on children, God's special gift.
I agree with George Barna, who said that ministry to children is the most important strategic ministry in God's kingdom. It is so satisfying to me to know that Moody Church was birthed as a Sunday school and then morphed into a church. And still 150 years later, children are a priority, and our children's ministry is growing and continuing and very effective. How wonderful that is in an age when the needs are so great. But it's hard to be a child today. It's hard because the contemporary culture says that your value is dependent upon your appearance. If you're not attractive, you're basically worthless. You know, these reality shows that emphasize beauty and two people not knowing each other still able in a few moments to figure out whether or not they really connect. That not only is trash, it is destructive trash to our children. Then we live in an era where there are no values except that which you choose. In our school systems, we have value clarification, which, as I studied, I discovered that where kids end up is already determined by the curriculum. And I want to say a word about the next message that I'm going to preach in this series. I always thought that the destruction of the family was something that just happened because society fell apart. I didn't know that it was strategically planned by a Marxist philosopher who so influenced what we call today the radical left that all the attacks against the family were part of his agenda. I'll tell you about him. For example, he believed that the families were so strong in Europe and the United States that the only way that Marxism can triumph is if the family be broken up. And so he plotted to destroy the family. One of the things he said is we have to get women, mothers, out of the home. And we need to tell them that they are victims. And when that happens, the children are going to be floundering, and this is very important because not until we destroy the family will the families finally be willing to accept big government that will take care of them. I didn't know that it was so meticulously planned, and I'll share that with you next time. Today's message is largely for parents, though if you are single, there's going to be some things in it also for you. And so I'm going to ask you as a parent, as a Christian parent, a question. What do you aim for in the lives of your children? You say, well, I want them to be able to do well in school, be honest, excel. Want them to stay out of drugs and sex and alcohol and to become good, honorable citizens so that they can be productive to society. Now, if you end there, if that's the end goal, you are not a Christian parent. Because the aims that I just outlined, those can be the very aims of Buddhists and Hindus and Muslims and even atheists who have a moral consciousness because God created them in His image. Did you know that out of atheism, no values whatever can arise? None. Logically, it can be proved. But nonetheless, atheists, because they're created in God's image, they have a sense of rightness and wrongness, and they could achieve the very goals that I've outlined. That's not Christian parenting. Christian parenting has to take things a step further and say that we are aiming for children who have been redeemed by the gospel, who love God with all of their hearts, and God has birthed within them the new life of Christ, and they love God not just because they have to or because rules are good, but their very motivation has been changed by the gospel. That's what we're aiming for as Christian parents. Well, how do we get there? Very quickly, four or five principles that I think are going to be life-changing, especially as we move ahead in the message. And the only passage of Scripture I'm going to ask you to turn to today is really the 10th chapter of Mark. Jesus speaks about the importance of children in Matthew 18, but this is the only passage. I'm going to be using others, but I'm just going to be quoting them and reminding you of what they say, because we have much to cover. In Mark chapter 10, verse 13, it says, "And they were bringing children to him that he might touch them. And the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, 'Let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belong the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like this child shall not enter it.'" Don't you love this? "And he took them into his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them." What was the problem with the disciples? Jesus, they're just kids. Why are you bothering with kids? I mean, look at all of the adults who'd like to hear you teach. They might even be able to take notes. But children can't. The first thing that we have to convey to our children is this, that we love them, we value them. But I agree with Chip Ingram. I heard a snatch of a message he preached recently, in which he said that children are always asking two questions: how much do you love me, and where are the boundaries? Because if you simply say you love your child and there are no boundaries, or the boundaries are unclear, you say, well, I'm not going to get him mad at me. He can do whatever he likes. He will grow up hating you. No matter how often you say, I love you, it'll be meaningless. Children say, if you love me, show me the boundaries. And I'm putting the whole emphasis on love and boundaries and values together. Parents, you're the only one who can convey value to your child. In school, he or she may be ridiculed. He's going to go through life. Life is tough, and the child is asking, who am I? Am I worthy? Am I significant? And you alone have the ability to convey that to him or to her. And you do it by giving them attention, by listening carefully. I wish I'd have done that more as a father. I remember when one of our teenage girls was going through problems like teenagers have with boyfriends and all. I remember her lying on her bed in the room, and I went and I lay on the floor and put a pillow under my head and listened for an hour. Just listened. She still refers to it. And I think to myself, why didn't I do that more often? You connect with them, you remind them, you discuss with them what they're anticipating in school. You talk, you communicate, and you convey value, love, but you can't do it without boundaries. You know, as a parenthesis, do you realize what divorce does to children? Rebecca and I were in a restaurant one time, and we overheard a conversation. We couldn't help but overhearing it in the next booth, between a father who was dropping off a girl that was probably 6 years old and giving the child to the mother because the father had the child over the weekend. You know, God puts it into the heart of every little child to have a mommy and daddy, and that mommy and daddy should love each other. Now imagine what this little one goes through. She's to love mommy during the week. She's supposed to love daddy on the weekends. But mommy and daddy can't stand each other. In fact, they had an argument right there about money. Now, of course, God is a redeeming God, as we shall see. But you understand what happens? There are values that you as a parent can convey to your child that cannot be adequately conveyed by teachers and babysitters, however well they may do. There's nothing like the power of a parent. And if you connect with that child and you value them, your influence will be greater than the influence that they have in schools regarding drugs and all the other things that happens. It's you. You. Love, boundaries, value. Secondly, children need someone whom they can emulate, a lifestyle that they can follow. It's an old story, but it is a true story. And by the way, the passage there is in 1 Corinthians where Paul says, I'm your father, follow me. It's an old story, but it's a true story about a man walking through the snow, going to the bar. He had to go there regularly because of his addiction to alcohol. And as walking through the snow, he looked back and there was his little son, perhaps 4 years old, trying to walk in his father's steps as best he could. And the man said, hey, what are you doing? He said, Dad, I'm just trying to follow in your footsteps. The man turned around and went home with tears in his eyes. Let me ask you some questions. You want children to honor God, don't you? Do they ever see you reading the Bible or praying? Do they ever see that? You want children who don't drink. Do you drink? You want children who tell the truth. Do you tell the truth? Or have the kids seen and heard you lie? Modeling. It's powerful. There's going to come a time in the life of your teenager when all that you say and all that you do will not be heard, but it will be your life, even in the midst of struggle, that will impact them. It's what they remember. This is Pastor Lutzer. Thanks so much for joining us today on this series on marriage, fighting for your family. And of course, when we begin to think of children, we see the awesome responsibility that God has given to parents. I preach these messages so that there would be transformation that would take place in the lives of our families. I believe it deeply, that when we follow God's holy word and when we begin to commit ourselves to focused godliness, our children are greatly impacted. We're so glad for the many of you who support the ministry of Running to Win. You know, of course, that through your prayers and through your gifts, that's the way in which we can exist and continue to bless the lives of thousands of listeners. Thanks in advance. And by the way, if you ever want to connect with us, communicate with us, you can go to moodymedia.org, and there you can let us know that this broadcast has been a blessing to you. In a few moments, Dave is going to be sharing some very important information. And it is important because I want you to be able to have these messages, share them with others, listen to them again and again so that the transformation of your life can take place.
Thank you, Dr. Lutzer. Today we heard part one of Children, God's Special Gift, another message on fighting for your family. Next time on Running to Win, why leading by example is the best way to raise children who walk with God. Fighting for Your Family is a video series with a discussion guide for small groups. The DVDs and the guide will be sent as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about fighting for your family. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.